Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
That's what we need to know. And that's what Antoine bringeth us.
Yes.
It's classy when I say it that way.
Because there definitely is things to watch. Halloween's almost here. So we need to stay on the train of horror and scary and dark type of movies, TV shows.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of people, they love doing that. They love watching scary things, scary movies, Friday the 13th, scary shows like that Haunting a Bly Manor.
Yes.
Scary things like the news, presidential debates. Terrifying, all those things. So what is worth watching? Antoine, what do we got?
All right, so this weekend, I picked out three different scary movies. One movie that is so freaky, so weird, that I can't even look at the thumbnail for the trailer.
Oh, no.
That's how. What? Because if you go to the K92MorningThing.com website on Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, have all the trailers there so you can go and give it a little watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I feel like Monica would bring to the table.
Okay.
If she was picking out movies. Mm-hmm. But we will start with a movie that scared me as a kid that's now being re-imaged. It's out now on Netflix, The Witches.
Okay.
Have either one of you guys watched that?
I'm not familiar with The Witches.
I'm
not familiar even with the original of The Witches.
Okay, well, it's basically about a boy and his grandmother. They end up going to some kind of mansion event to work the event, and this woman walks in with a group of other women. Long story short, spoiler alert, they're witches. You find that out very fast in the movie.
It's almost like it was in the title. Who knew?
The witches are trying to take over the world, but on the path of doing that, the witches hate one thing more than anything else: children. And they turn children into mice.
Oh.
And then they kill the mice. And so anytime they come into contact with the child, they are now, that's their only focus, is to get rid of that child.
And to turn that child into a mouse.
Yes.
And then do the mice have a use? Are the mice used for coronavirus vaccine lab tests or anything like that?
No, it's just the easiest way to get rid of those annoying little children.
Okay. You'd almost feel like it would be even easier to just, instead of turning them into mice, just zapping them and killing
them. Just killing them from the beginning.
Because then the mice are fast and they can run away, but even still. Okay, so this is a real deal horror movie here, where, especially if you're a kid.
It is, but it's supposed to be a little darkly humorous with a little... with the kid becomes like the hero of it. So it's a little family friendly, but also scary. Like I said, it scared me as a kid.
Okay. But how old were you when you watched it?
I was probably around like 8 or 9.
Okay. So it is a kid's movie.
Yeah. It's a movie for kids that will scare the kids because you don't get turned into a mouse.
Yeah.
And die.
But it's also, I think it's good as a parent to be like, you see what happens when you're all like annoying, like little mice and scurrying
around.
Now
go clean your room.
Right, now get out and clean up all your mouse poops. Exactly.
All right, the next one, that's on Netflix. The next one is on Amazon Prime. It's imagine if you were stuck in Groundhog Day, you know, the Bill Murray movie, where you had to repeat the day over and over again. Except
we're in it now.
Yeah, life. It's called life.
Except every day that you repeat it, you died in it, and you felt the death. This movie is called Happy Death Day to You.
Oh, I've heard of this movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. Yes, and so in this movie, this girl is trapped in this day where she dies at the end of the day every time, and the only way she can get out of the loop is to figure out who the killer is. And you could say, oh, well, just do something different. The killer won't be there. No, the killer always finds her.
Interesting.
So she has 24 hours every time she wakes up to find out who's going to kill her later on that day.
That would be my luck, is if I ended up in one of those Groundhog Day 24-hour things. It wouldn't be the greatest day of my life. It wouldn't even be just a boring day. It would be the day someone tried to kill me. Or it would be a day where we had... seven meetings. Seven meetings on this day. Every single time. And I had to sit through the meetings.
And you had to find out who continually scheduled these meetings. Uh-huh. And you had to kill them.
That's more scary than being killed. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd rather be murdered at the end of the day, because at least it's only one thing I got to try to figure out. The meetings. Oh, my God. Forget about it.
All right. And that's on Amazon Prime. And it's by Blumhouse, who I think are making the best scary movies. If you see a scary movie and it's done by Blumhouse, it's going to be very entertaining.
Ah, from the people that brought you that other scary movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, I can't even look at this trailer. It's so disgusting. It's The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, I love The Fly.
From 1986.
Oh, so the original. We're talking about the
original.
OG?
Wow. Yes, it's on YouTube right now. It's on other streaming services, but the easiest place to find it is on YouTube.
Yeah, The Fly was freaky when
it
turns
very
into
disgusting.
The Fly.
Oh, it's
my God.
It was a great movie.
It's very disgusting. It's about a scientist who's trying to figure out, like, portal jumping, like time. I just showed Zach a picture. Like time hopping. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, a fly entered the machine right. that he was going to go with so he could jump and pass yep. through time, and it turned him into a fly.
Right, but over time.
Over
what
time,
it is
he
too,
slowly so uh-huh. turned into a giant
Help
fly.
Me.
Not a small, cute little fly that
Help
you may see
me.
On a Disney movie.
Okay, what? So you tell me about oh, a cute no. fly. Where did a cute fly? You find me.
I would
fly.
Imagine Pixar would make a cute fly.
Even
movie.
A little Pixar fly. Still a little doodle fly. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's disgusting. But Ugh. If you're into that kind, it's a classic movie that.
It is.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. It's called The Fly. Jeff Goldblum.
Monica, you're a fan. You like The Fly?
Oh, yeah.
Why
yeah,
do I
but
get
I also like Jeff Goldblum.
I
so.
Was going to say, why do I get the feeling you think The Fly is kind of cute just a little bit in a sort of buzz
no.
kind of way?
The Fly is gross. It's not like any kind of Optimus Prime kind of thing. No.
no.
no the,
well,
the
that's
fly
good,
is just
I guess.
Gross.
It's funny because his face kind of looks like Predator just a little bit.
I can't
who
even
you
look
also
at
like. But, oh, yeah.
I
the
can't
fly
look at
is,
so to run him down
freaky.
Real quick on YouTube. The Fly mm-hmm. on Amazon Prime, Happy Death Day to You, and on Netflix, The Witches.
It's Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. If you need a referral later, you can always go back to the website, k92morningthang.com.